Hey, everybody. How to Tuesday today. We have been fishing out of my brand new Yellowfin, and it's a great boat. I love that boat so much. It's the Yellowfin 24CE, which is a carbon boat. It took a tremendous amount of weight out of it, so it's much faster, running a 350 Mercury on it. And man, it just rides perfect. It's great. One of the things that I like about that boat the most is that they used the lean post where you drive the boat and you kind of sit. That oftentimes is unused space. They have done this so that you can put Plano 3600 boxes in the lean post. And it's a great place to organize your tackle. So I can have a lot of different lure boxes in there, whatever I'm doing. And so I reorganized all my tackle into these Plano Edge boxes, which are it's the new box from Plano, and it has water wick in it and Rust-Stricter built into the plastic. So that's really good. It keeps all your stuff from rusting. It has waterproof seal around the top. So I was excited about moving some tackle into these new boxes. I got pretty excited about it and moved all my tackle into these new boxes and then put them into the boat. So if you don't know, the most common size probably for the Plano boxes is the 3700. The 3600 is a little bit smaller, and I like those boxes a lot. They're easy to handle, and they fit perfectly in my boat. So I got real excited about this, and I've made a perfect tackle organization station in the lean post. And then we had a cold front that came through, and so everybody is wearing rain gear, bibs, jackets, and you know, it's not really that cold, but when you're running, maybe you get a little bit of spray. Maybe the wind is pretty cold. So everybody's got jackets on. So the first thing that happens when we pull into a fishing spot is everybody kind of sheds the jacket and puts it in the most logical place, in right on the lean post. So all of a sudden, in the tackle area of my boat, I have, you know, four or five rain suits and sunscreen and cameras and phones, and everything is now sitting on top of my lean post. I'm sure this is a very common theme. You probably are laughing because this is what happens to you. And it just so happens to be that that lean post is where I need to be. That is like my workstation for rigging tackle. So if we get broken off, if it's necessary to change the lure, if something happens, I need to go straight to that place and start rigging tackle. That's where all the tools are. I got pliers and scissors, and that's where all the terminal tackle lives, the hooks, the weights, the wire, everything lives in there. So about day three of this, I decided, man, there has got to be a better way, because now I'm taking all of these rain jackets and I'm just throwing them on the floor and I'm trying to rig this tackle. And so it's not really working very well. So I saw that I had this really cool box. And this is what has changed with this Edge box, is that Plano wasn't making a box quite like this before. There were certainly plenty of other boxes that I could probably use, but they make this one now that's called the Edge Plastic Box. And it's designed for your soft plastic lures. You can leave them in the bag and put the bags in this box, and you can kind of keep them organized. You can put a ton of them in there, and you don't have to worry about mixing them together. They're just in the original bag. So it works for, bags or plastics that have liquid in them, like the Berkeley, you know, baits that have liquid in them. Or it works for, you know, a lot of times I don't like to get dissimilar plastics together. And, you know, if you've been around for a while, you know that there was such a thing as a worm-proof tackle box at one point, because you would have the plastic that was that comprised the tackle box and the plastic that was in the worm. And for whatever reason, there would be a chemical reaction. It would actually burn a hole through the bottom of your tackle box, make a huge mess. And so they came up with something called a worm-proof tackle box. But what's even better than that is just to keep your soft plastics in their original package. Don't pull them out, and then put the packages in some sort of a box, like I'm talking about, this edge plastic box, which is 7 inches deep and the size, the footprint of a 3700 box. So it's great for keeping soft plastics, but it's also great for this application that I'm going to talk about now. The problem that we're having is that everybody is putting their stuff all over my tackle station. So I came up with a box that I could just move anywhere in the boat that's going to have everything that I need in it. So I've got my scissors, I've got some pliers, I've got the hooks that I use the most, some split shot wire, I've got all the leader material that I'm going to use. Basically, anything that I'm going to use for rigging, I have in this little box. Now, of course, I still keep some stuff in the lean post, but this box lives in a hatch that is easy. You know, people aren't standing on it all the time. So as we start getting broken off, I can take this box, move someplace in the boat, and now get to all the stuff that I need very easily. I can also keep it in one place so it's not getting lost. It doesn't fall overboard. And everything lives right there in this rigging box. And as soon as I did this, I was like, man, I should have done this years ago, because I need all this stuff in this box. But the difference is that this particular box didn't exist. This particular box is very good for my purposes, but it might be good for your purposes too. Whether it's this box or another one, maybe you might want to consider getting your rigging station mobile, like I did. And whether you're in a big boat, an offshore boat, or even a little skiff. The same thing would happen in the skiff. I would keep all the tackle, all my lures, everything, my leader material, everything would live under the seat in the skiff. And of course, when you pull up, that's exactly where your customer is sitting, right on top of your tackle station. So if you have something that is mobile, waterproof, and can sit on the deck and still be organized and not be all over the place, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So that's what I did. This is something you might want to check out. Plano Edge, they have a plastic box. It's the footprint of 3,700 and it's 7 inches deep. So it's also good for, safety gear. I have two of these actually, and I have some safety gear, flares, other things that I keep in one of these boxes, and it's perfect for that. But, you know, whether it's this box or another box, mobile rigging station, man, that came in handy for me. I think it might come in handy for you. Just have everything that you are going to need in one place that you can move around the boat. All right. That is How To Tuesday for today. How to make a mobile tackle station. If you've got any suggestions for the show, you can text me. And this text number has been working really well. This is how everyone just entered the photo contest that we had recently, getting a lot of good suggestions from the audience on people that we should have on the podcast or subjects that we should go over on a How To Tuesday or even the Physical Fridays. That number is 305-930-7346. 305-930-7346. You text that number, you text team to that number, and you'll be on the team. You're in the inner circle. And what I'm using this text for is announcement of anything new. If we have some new shows that are going on Waypoint or a new podcast or exclusive discounts from any of our sponsors, I can text you. And then you can also text me any questions that you have or suggestions for the show. It's working pretty well. I like it. I hope you do too. That number is 305-930-7346. So you can hit me there. Otherwise, we'll be back next week for another How To Tuesday. I hope you're getting out there on the water and enjoying yourself. Happy New Year. See you.